close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the courtroom and discovered the grim, grinning guys, Walt Disney World, planning lawyer cast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I am Craig.
Please stay calm. The bailiff has not entered the building. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
I don't think they'd have court without the bailiff.
Well, guys, this is a special treat tonight for our listeners.
Oh, gosh. How special? This is a momentous occasion.
Because it's milestone episode 116, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
I was just getting into the music.
Sorry, I put it to Tree of Life for you.
You may recall back on episode 110, we made the case for the resort tiers at Walt Disney World.
Probably not real clearly.
We were very well versed in our legal vocabulary.
We think so.
We think so. But tonight, Craig, why is it a special night here in the graveyard?
Because of our jurisprudence, we have done our due diligence, and we have done our research, and we have actually got, this is a first, we actually have the GGG in-house lawyer with us today.
We have referred to him many times, and tonight we'll just refer to him as number four.
And honestly, the more we do these shows, the more likely we are to meet him.
We have him what was that called when you have a...
Retainer.
Retainer. Hey, look, there he is.
As my booking personnel can say, you do not have me on retainer quite yet.
He wants to make that clear.
We checked in clear yet, Shelton, so...
Yes, we have Douglas T. Bates IV, attorney at law here in Centerville, Tennessee. He is with us. And we have writ our habeas corpus to get him here, correct?
That is correct. I was issued a subpoena last night at around 9:30, and I feel like I have stumbled upon the Wayne's World of the Walt Disney World. But I listened, I guess maybe 2 weeks ago, to episode 110, and honestly, it was probably the single worst experience on any podcast in America.
And I can tell this is going to go well.
Do you think we may have talked some young lawyers out of being lawyers?
It was very bad on many levels. I apologize to Walt Disney World. I apologize to the legal community, and I am here to hopefully set the record straight on a lot of things that listeners might have listened to and said, they're making a really good argument here. So,
if we can interrupt there for a second, we have had several phone calls. People want us to represent them in different cases.
No, absolutely not.
We have not.
Well, several asking for a plea bargain, as in pleading us to stop.
Yes.
But, Doug, we thank you for coming in tonight. How long have you been practicing law?
I've been practicing law 10 and a half years. Graduated law school in 2008 and moved back right after.
Well, and it's a family tradition.
Family tradition goes back to 1871, the first base lawyer in Centerville. That's awesome.
And that's legitimate. We're not making that
up. Yes, not making that up.
No. That may be the only truthful thing we say all night.
And just to correct, Derek did not pass the bar in 2014.
We went back and researched that. That's obviously not true. And you don't. You don't get disbarred before you're ever barred, also. Need to clarify that point, too.
We have to clarify what kind of bar was he talking
That's
about.
That's true, we looked into that. There was absolutely no legal bar that Derek's ever been a part of.
Nope.
We got somebody actually doing some research around here. Now, before we get into our actual show topic tonight, you had some corrections you wanted to address.
I did.
From episode 110.
Yes. Yeah. One of the questions was, well, who do you think won? I want to start positively. I want to say I thought Craig won.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
First of all, he was given an assignment, the value, tier.
Right.
That he didn't. He said, "I don't really stay at value tier." A little elitist, but he was slipping that in there. Now some things that I do have to clarify. Just because you waste somebody's time does not mean you're in contempt of court.
That's debatable.
When the proof is closed, then you don't say, "I need to call a witness." It's a little late. And then you were talking about you can just have litigation wherever you want. Like you can, you know, plan a 4-day trip to Disney and be like, "Hey, let's do some litigation while we're down there."
Can I say I'm glad you start with the positive. Thank you for that.
The best, you know, the shining moment obviously was when Derek was talking about people who had good experiences at a moderate. He said, "No, that's just what I've heard." And Craig's like, "Oh, that's hearsay." That was the actual only highlight of the entire evening.
You were impressed, weren't you?
I was. Yeah, yeah. Matthew, and really trying for me, the difference between Derek and Matthew's performance was probably the difference between a moderate and a value.
Okay.
Very small and negligible. Matthew, you were a moderate. Just a fundamental misunderstanding of what the bailiff does. I don't think you ever...
He even said that again for this episode.
You think the bailiff is like an assistant that comes in with you, I think.
I love the bailiff.
And I would encourage you never to use that term again.
I'll keep that in mind. So, are you granting me an acquittal or an arraignment at this point?
I'm going to take your phone away.
Did you think Rusty was the star of the show on People's Court this whole time?
You throw words out, Matthew, that just makes you really... It limits your intelligence when you yell things like Gideon versus Wainwright. No context. It's like,
well,
like
people need to know that they have the right to an attorney, even if they can't afford one.
It wasn't using that context. And then the objection leading witness. Just because Derek's talking doesn't mean you can object. That's not the standard.
Sometimes it does.
I've had that wrong since the start. 100-something episodes in.
And then there were times where I thought you had to remind somebody that you were still talking. Like, "Hey, I'm still giving my opening statement." Well, it's not a good opening statement if you have to remind people.
That's fair.
And then you were trying to lie, and you said, "Well, I haven't been sworn in. I can lie." So that kind of...
I don't recall.
Is that true?
Listened to it twice. You can't do that, Matthew. But my final.
But he never put his hand on the Bible.
You can't say like I'm lying. And here's the Bible. Like, uh-oh. Okay.
Can we go back a few questions?
Here comes some truth serum. That's not how that works.
Listeners, this is all hearsay. Speculation.
None of that is it. Okay.
What's your alibi for this?
So we now have to get into really just the values approach, which was Derek.
It's going to be good, Derek.
When you're trying to persuade, you can't laugh your way through it. It really limits the effectiveness of your argument. You were objecting for no reason. I feel like a lot of times you didn't know what to say and you just objected.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And so now we get into maybe some, a couple more things. One, the idea of having court in a monorail is just ridiculous.
Anywhere.
It's a moving target. You can't do that.
All the better.
So then, you know, if I just had this category to what Matthew said, you'd probably be a tie, but there's some things that were really concerning.
We hadn't got to that yet.
You said, you know, like halfway through, he's like, "I'm really not making a good case, am I?" You can't say that. Like, just threw out your entire argument.
I'm just thinking about Doug doing this in the actual case, and I'm really not making a good case here. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm sorry.
I actually was Googling moderate places to stay until you said that, and like I'm done with that.
Where to go, Derek?
You know, I think as a man, when you start talking about bed comfort, you got to analyze some things.
Like, we're the same age, so
I could see a one-time issue, but it was an issue you kept coming back to repeatedly.
The bed comfort.
It is worth noting,
and it's worth noting once. but not. No. And then I got the food quality. But then the final thing, and I just really would encourage you to never say that anywhere in Disney is adult themed.
There you go.
Well, because it's all over Animal Kingdom.
It has a
that's true.
It has a connotation that you just need to maybe choose your words better. So
no adult themed for Derek, no bailiff for me.
I won, so I don't.
That's true.
No, man. Oh. So Craig was the clear winner.
Yeah.
Clear winner.
I would call for a mistrial, but evidently I won.
He makes it sound like Craig's ready to go in defend someone right now.
Well, so that,
he's asked me to be Bates, and Shelton. Okay. But I'm
outstanding.
Yeah.
So those are my thoughts on episode 110.
Well, thank you so much, Douglas.
I think they had some quid pro quo
that was
going on.
We can honestly say, though, this is the first time we've ever actually had an expert on our show
of any, yes. Yeah,
of any sort.
Caliber. Yes,
yes,
and that is beyond a reasonable doubt.
Absolutely.
What'd you say?
I'd agree with that.
The Google searches are off the charts tonight.
Well, listeners, we hope you've been informed.
I hope we get parole.
I'm asking for an injunction. Conjunction.
What's your function? Yes.
Yes.
Let's get going here. So we did ask. We appreciate the insight there, and like I said, if you let me ask you this: is there anything that we did on 110 that you might use in your future legal cases that you could apply?
None of it. None of it. Not. It was stuff that, you know, you have some experiences you try to disremember.
Uh huh.
That was one of those experiences.
I just want to say, though, I got a feeling that in his next court case, he's going to remember some of this and laugh right in the middle of the case.
Can see that happen.
He's going to hear habeas corpus and lose it.
And he's going to holler out object for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Doug, you have listened to the show for quite some time, correct?
I have. I've been a loyal listener since the first episode, not so much because I'm interested in Disney. I'm interested in how y'all talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, once you kind of get into listening, you kind of just like it, and you like the banner. You like.
Yeah. Kind of like a train wreck, right?
Yeah. You like, yeah.
You wonder what's going to happen next.
And I know you're a big believer that we go after Derek far too often.
Terrible. And I hate it. I did not want the results to be the way I did, because I feel like sometimes there's just all these unnecessary anecdotal sidebar comments that you approach. I can tell, like, Derek will start talking and then, you know, because you don't go to the pool.
Well, sorry.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because our last episode, Matthew actually apologized to Derek for stealing about Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I did text him off air as I was editing, and I kind of stole his thunder. So, and Derek apologized to me on our most recent episode. So, we're getting there. We've had some mediation.
It's an unhealthy paradigm that I feel like y'all are hopefully improving.
Well, we're working on it.
I didn't mean it.
Of course you didn't.
It was not sincere.
Oh, well. Now, Doug, just real quick, you told me you've been to Disney World one time.
I've been one time. I've known Matthew his entire life. Matthew and I have always had great respect for each other. We saw each other after a funeral, and we started talking about Disney a little bit. And again, with great respect, great humility, Matthew asked me, "Well, you know, where did you stay?" And I said, "Disney Springs." And the condescending look on Matthew's face. Well, just yeah.
I'm surprised he kept talking to you.
Well, he didn't want to. And he kind of just like, oh, one of those people.
Yeah.
You are making me sound like I just dislike people that go to Disney Springs.
You go back and listen to yourself on these shows.
I dislike Disney Springs. I'm trying to help people steer clear of it. Look, our grim grinning gift guy, Chris Fittrell, can back me up. It's a glorified strip mall.
Yes, he has said that.
We said we weren't going to do adult themes anymore.
It's going to come up with a different word for it.
Well, today we are going to be making the case. It's time to get to the episode, I guess. Making the case, because our Making the Case episodes was one of our most downloaded episodes to date, so we know the listeners want more, we think. We're going to be making the case for which park is the best out of the four theme parks at Walt Disney World. And we've said plenty about fast passes, planning your days at Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. But the four of us are taking a park, and we're going to defend it using our expert legal vocabulary and understanding of the law.
I'm going to abstain.
Douglas is taking more notes.
From saying any legal phrase.
Well, good for you, because...
Or I'm sorry in the middle of my
You're not going to apologize.
So Doug will be in charge of the docket for this?
The docket. Okay. I think we've got a full docket for the day.
Okay.
There will be no recess in the midst of this argument.
And we'll have time for discovery.
And there will be no going to chambers. So...
Wait, what if we got to go to the chambers? Do we have to hold it?
You just got to hold it.
You got to hold it.
Okay.
So the following gentleman will be taking the parks. Douglas, our guest, we allowed him to pick, and he chose Magic Kingdom, and I quote, because I hate the rest of them, he'll be arguing for Magic Kingdom. Craig will be arguing for Epcot. Derek will be arguing for his favorite Hollywood Studios, and I will be making the case for Animal Kingdom. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Our guests should go first, correct?
So let's just put it in perspective. And Craig, I think you and I mentioned this. If you had to spend one day at Walt Disney World, where would you spend it? What park? You're going to make the case. Do we want to let our guest go first, or do we want to go first and then just let him?
Either way, he's going to destroy us.
That's true.
So
we'll let Douglas begin with his opening statements here.
Okay.
Order in the court.
We need a gavel.
Proceed, counselor.
He'll get it off on the bailiff. We're good.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Rusty. So,
to me, the true virtue of going to Disney is you see the world through a kid's perspective. And you don't even see trash cans. You don't see all the electronics, all the transportation, all those things that go into every ride, all the things that go into getting food to you. And you see everything as pure, innocent joy as children see it. And the Magic Kingdom is the only park that replicates that. And to see it from a kid's perspective with all the characters and the parts of the park, that is what Disney represents. I will say, if you want to see Animal Kingdom, go to a zoo. If you want to visit and travel the world, travel the world, don't go to Epcot. If you want to go to Hollywood, go to Hollywood. Disney, the only true park at Disney is the Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
Well, that's an opening statement.
Crickets.
If y'all want to fold, that's fine.
Oh, no. No, we are here to throw down.
Okay.
I am here to defend my park. I will go ahead and go next. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. We have gathered here today to celebrate this union between animal and theme park.
I thought we was going Prince there for a minute.
And
this thing called life.
When you enter Animal Kingdom theme park, the beauty is you don't feel like you have entered a theme park. Going through the Oasis transports you to a different place and, dare I say, time to enjoy the world as the animal sees it. Not only that, but you're getting to go to a different planet in Pandora. Can't travel there, right? And also, you have some of the best roller coasters, some of the best rides. You talk about theming. I think Animal Kingdom is the best theme park in all of Walt Disney World. It has the best overall dining. There, I said it. The best dining, quick service, and table service, in my opinion. And, again, it's so much more than a zoo. If you want a zoo, it's got that. But if you want a theme park as well, it's all wrapped into one. And especially at nighttime, it's a completely different park. I rest my case.
You don't rest in the opening.
Yeah, no further questions. Yeah.
Nor do you get questioned ever.
Would you like to cross-examine my witness?
It's open statements.
Well, fair enough.
For the dearly beloved.
Yeah. Do you know if it was a wedding?
Derek!
Hey.
Derek.
Okay.
Hollywood Studios.
Well, I will say that, as my contemporaries have mentioned, that there may only be one actual park that they believe exists. There are, in fact, four, because that's what Disney charges for.
Okay.
So, having said that, Hollywood Studios is by far the best park to attend because of its theming. Not quite Hollywood theming, let's say that. And
yeah, be careful. You're doing fine, Derek. Don't look at Matthew.
I'm not saying anything.
You get to go confident. To a soon to be going to a galaxy far, far away. And you also get to play in a Toy Story land. You also get to see numerous shows that we'll get into later.
This park is by far, sorry, Craig and Matthew and Douglas, you're to be defeated today.
Okay. Well, I'll hold my questions.
If the park don't fit, you must acquit. Craig, you're the final opening statement with Epcot.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my would-be
condolences.
Yes. you all three have presented good probable cause for your defense. But I must say, Epcot, even though I agree with Douglas and I tend to lean towards Magic Kingdom as being the best because of my nostalgia.
You just lost.
I just want to say, though, what's better, the best thing to do than Walt's last greatest idea, and that is Epcot. It is what he intended for his going out to be, and that was the world of Epcot, where people lived and worked and everything happened there at Epcot. Not only that, I can travel the world, but for $100, one-day ticket, I can see the world. So it's hard to fuss with my travel and the money I have to spend when I can see the whole world right there at Epcot. It is probably one of the best parks, one of the best visions, and unduplicated around the world. So I will say, as I pro se, I would say that right, and defend myself here, Epcot is probably the best park at Magic Kingdom.
Epcot's the best park at Magic Kingdom? At
Disney World.
It's when you know you're in their head.
He's definitely. We're going to let. I noticed that Doug's been writing things down here.
That's the scary part, yeah.
It's very, very odd. We don't do that. We're going to let him start with his cross-examination here.
Ooh, he used it right.
Feel free to grill, question, or whatever it is you lawyers
okay,
do.
Okay, Matthew, what would you say is the corpus delicti of Animal Kingdom?
I would say that would be the Flight of Passage, Douglas. It is a pristine ride, and it really feels like you're flying on the back of a banshee.
Derek, would you say that parts of Hollywood Squares is Rey Ipsiloquitur on the other parts of it?
Absolutely not.
In what ways?
Because Hollywood Squares is a game.
I'm sorry.
But Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studio.
You're in his head. That's what
you're
he
in
said.
His head, Derek.
Good
that's
job, right. Derek.
We're going to edit that out for him.
It's fine.
Because I don't know what that means, but I knew what Hollywood Squares is.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Center Square.
What? And Craig, mm-hmm. You said that you were traveling pro se in your argument at Epcot. What about Epcot in your mind makes it per se the definitive experience?
I request a sidebar. I would say, as a whole, you could travel the whole world in a few miles, and there's no longer a lame fireworks experience at
what?
The end of the
what'd
night.
You say?
LeMay.
LeMay, yes.
Objection.
But the whole world is Excel. I just have to say the whole Epcot experience, starting off with Spaceship Earth.
Well, I have never been to the Animal Kingdom, and I feel like Matthew, what if I think we're going to go back in the spring?
Yes, great time to go.
What is a realistic reason to go beyond a zoo?
Beyond a zoo, well, did
and
you...
I don't know what Pandora is. So you,
Pandora is based on the world of Avatar. I don't know if you saw the film Avatar.
You're going to have to break this down even more.
Well, it's a foreign planet that is set in the future, and the story behind Pandora. Okay. Is that the humans came in, destroyed it, and it's been rebuilt back by the Na'vi.
Okay.
Okay.
So they've got a
floating
area.
Floating mountains.
Okay.
And it's like you're on a different planet, and there's a little boat ride, nice little boat ride called the Na'vi River Journey. Flight of Passage is arguably, we ranked it the number two ride in all of Walt Disney World, but it's as if you're flying on the back of a banshee. Think of a more intense version of Soarin'. I don't know if you've done Soarin' at Epcot. But it's a very intense flight simulator. And then it has a great restaurant called Satouli Canteen that's worth checking out. But just the overall atmosphere at in the morning and at night. Pandora is definitely worth a trip to Animal Kingdom. And then the ride Kilimanjaro Safaris It's so far beyond a zoo. Did you know that the ride Kilimanjaro Safaris is bigger than the Magic Kingdom as a whole?
Really?
It is. Animal Kingdom, the park, is five times the size of Magic Kingdom. And it's also worth staying for the nighttime entertainment at Animal Kingdom.
Okay, what would that
again,
be, Matthew?
Again, this is kind of like when Derek talks about things that are adult themed. You got to
show...
You need to really clarify some of these
at
things.
At night, well, the park comes to life in the sense that the Tree of Life, which is the icon
of
Animal Kingdom, they do a projection show on it that goes every few minutes, very easy to see. Pandora is neat to explore at night with the bioluminescence, which is worth checking out. Expedition Everest, arguably the best roller coaster in Walt Disney World, is an awesome experience at night. And they have a nighttime show called Rivers of Life, which isn't necessarily a must-do, but... Animal Kingdom got great shows. I didn't even mention Festival of Lion King, Finding Nemo the Musical. There's plenty of places to explore the animals if you should like to. There's also the ride Dinosaur, Primeval World, Cali River Rapids. It's got a great combination of theme park attractions and animals and Pandora. So I rest my case.
There he goes again.
Derek.
Yes, sir.
How many days do you go down there?
A week?
Oh, you go a week at a time. What's the first day?
No. Oh, I thought you meant how many days per week do I go down there? Oh.
How many? When you go down there, do you go for 4 days, 5 days, 3 days?
Typically 4 or 5 days.
And what's the first park you go to?
I hate to say Magic Kingdom.
When do you get around to going to Hollywood Studio?
Usually an afternoon, one day.
And that's it, right? Because there's not much there.
Well, there's much to do. Just not for someone with a 2-year-old.
There's not much enjoyable things to do either.
There's plenty to do
because
they have the limited rides they have. They may have few rides, but they have top tier rides. They have Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Slinky Dog Dash, Star Tours. All fantastic rides.
Toy Story Mania.
He's helping me out here.
I concur with the witness.
Toy Story Mania, and the shows. The one that I really despise, I even love, and that would be fantastic show, Indiana Jones. And then there's a Frozen show. Hilarious.
I've been to the Frozen show.
Full of hilarity. There's Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. Who doesn't love those late 90s?
Early
90s Renaissance movies. And also, if you go in the Christmas time, I would say it is the second best park for decorations, only behind the Magic Kingdom.
Only behind the Magic Kingdom.
Is it just me? Are you guys as nervous as I am getting grilled here?
I'm sweating.
And so, Craig, how often do you go to Epcot realistically?
Usually Epcot is my first stop because we'll come in on Saturdays, and that's usually where I would head to because it's not as busy as Magic Kingdom because that's a no-no on Saturdays.
Got it. And what do you enjoy about Epcot?
The food.
Food?
By far the best food anywhere. The most choices. They also have the a festival going on almost all the time. You can eat from around the world. The only place you can do that. Matthew said that Animal Kingdom had the best food. I will disagree with that.
And... have they tried to make it more kid-friendly? They were in the process when I was there.
They've added a few rides. Frozen.
They didn't have Frozen when you went, did they?
They did not, thankfully.
Well, they're adding the Ratatouille ride
right
at the moment. They're also adding a Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster. They're doing several things. They're redoing the entire entrance. Epcot's, out of all these parks, is probably the one that sees the most changes over the next 5 years, I would say.
Do you usually have other witnesses jump in and help out each other like this? Is that normal?
It's not allowed. It's not. It's
no,
not
you can't speak from the gallery.
Well, I would say I'm the bailiff, but I've been disbarred from the bailiff the bailiff chair. And, well, now that you've gotten to question us.
Oh,
yeah.
It's time to cross-examine.
Yeah, bring it. All three of y'all.
Okay, Douglas, where were you in Magic Kingdom on the night of... your last appearance there at 7:13 p.m. Where did you find yourself at that point in time?
The last night there We, kind of a funny story. My wife was maybe 6 months pregnant. And again, we stayed at Disney Springs. And
nothing wrong with that.
We were leaving early. And so she had been really, you know, she soldiered through the whole thing. And then she just got overheated maybe. And she vomited on the bus back to the hotel. And so she was visibly pregnant. And, you know, 6 months. And so some of the people were looking at her. And so I looked at them and I said, yeah, she just started drinking beer and couldn't stop. I think they thought I was joking, but wasn't sure. So I was on dad duty that last night.
Gotcha.
While my wife was not feeling well.
I bet they went to a pool, which we would know nothing about.
It was a terrible hotel, to be honest. We wanted at a fundraiser for the hospital. I'd never planned on going to Disney my entire life. I thought I was going to dodge that bullet. And then my wife said, no, we've got to go. Our daughter then was 4. And it was just a phenomenal trip.
And you're planning to go back soon?
Planning to go back. I think it's a great thing. I couldn't do it like you guys. You guys are subject matter experts.
well, that, he's already showed that's not true.
It's just great. And I think you get so focused just on being there. Like, mm-hmm. you don't even see a lot of parents with their smartphones, Twitter or Facebook. Like, you really just focus on your children.
Right.
And because you're kind of on a level playing field.
Yeah.
He must have missed a day when all the bloggers were there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Avoid those bloggers.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine bloggers at Magic Kingdom outnumber parents. Really?
Yes. So what were some of the standouts to you from Magic Kingdom? Rides, shows, what were you and your family's favorites? What makes you say it's the best park?
What did he think of our number one ride?
We didn't. My daughter inherited my wife's sense of adventure, which means anything beyond Dumbo might be a little too fast.
Gotcha.
So we didn't do a whole lot of rides. I really enjoyed, I guess, the Winnie the Pooh. Isn't that a ride?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then It's a Small World. I know it gets made fun of a lot, but we love that. I think we did that twice. We went, you know, just kind of did. My wife's pretty good about planning with the fast passes and all of that. A lot. We got the Princess book where, you know, and it was really, to me, it's like when we meet our athletes. Like when Kitty's meeting these princesses. Oh, yeah. At 4, she's not really able to realize this is just a lady who lives in Orlando who commutes in and does this. Yeah. No, this is, you know, from Frozen or all of it. And then, to me, I guess the thing I enjoyed as much as being a family enjoying it is watching other families have those moments too.
Yeah.
And my attitude, sometimes when I don't get my way, my attitude is not great about life. A little spoiled. And so we get there. It had rained that evening. So we're going into the park as it's raining. And you're kind of thinking, oh, Lordy of mercy, why are we doing this? I got 4 days of this. And we go to the first princess, I think was Ariel from Little Mermaid. Uh-huh. And there was a special needs little girl who's about 4 years old or 3 years old, real close to Kitty. And when she was meeting the princess, her parents were both crying. They were so happy for her.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, okay, Buster Brown, I can enjoy 4 days at Disney.
Yeah.
And it just set the tone for the whole trip.
It is neat how they go above and beyond for anybody
sure.
to make their experience special.
I wanted to throw an objection in there somewhere, but
what are you going
to
say?
I feel bad, yeah.
This guy knows what he's doing. He does this for a living.
Man, he's working us down, guys. Don't give in.
That's right. He guilted you out of it.
That's right. I know.
Yeah, now he makes you want to not ask any tough questions.
I know.
How was your dining on that trip?
We did not do it. We just didn't. Again, when you stay off the campus or whatever, we had a couple places where we just the small little cantina restaurants. And then, so we didn't plan anything. We brought in snacks to eat in the backpack. Mm-hmm. And then We went to eat at Disney Springs one night, and we went to the hotel, had a restaurant. We had a little porch on our hotel room where we would watch the fireworks the nights we weren't in the park. And then so we had room service. It was my daughter's first room service.
Oh,
night,
cool.
So, kind of a big deal. So we didn't do the dining thing. I think we just didn't know enough about how to plan to go. You know, it's daunting for first-time people. You go to a restaurant and you just see a line. You're like, I'll never do that. So it wasn't great, Derek, the dining experience. But we didn't plan
it. Was your first trip. And
first trip, right.
Really, but now that you've got this podcast, you're ready.
I'm going to say around about maybe September when we really start planning. I think I'm just going to devote 3 days and have like a grid of spreadsheets. You know, where to stay. I didn't even know the difference really between places to stay.
Right.
And so we're going to have a grid of where we're going to stay. I think I'd like to go to the Wilderness.
See that being right up your alley. Yeah. Yes.
Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge?
Wilderness. Don't confuse me, Derek.
Well, there's a big difference
you
between
want the Wilderness
two.
Lodge.
The Lodge, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where our friend K. Ryan Mack is going this
yes.
week. He'll be
yes.
heading down there. Yeah, that's a great place to stay, especially if Magic Kingdom's your favorite.
Yeah, we'll have it pretty timed well. We'll have a 9-year-old and a 3.5-year-old. So she'll be, 3.5-year-old will be right there. And she loves Disney. The fact that we're going to blow her mind thinking like there's a place where Mickey and Minnie actually live.
Ah.
So she doesn't know that quite yet. So when we tell her, I think it's going to be, kind of a different world.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, Craig, what do you have to say about Test Track breaking down all the time? Huh? What's wrong with that ride? Is it safe?
I think it's
is it raining?
Oh, sorry. You can't ride it.
I feel like you guys are double teaming here.
You're out of order.
You can't handle the truth. I feel like they do have some issues, but again, they have a lot of new things developing, coming along.
What about Figment?
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about Figment?
What's his deal?
He's old.
Does he have some kind of agenda?
He needs to move with Ellen. They need to go by the wayside.
He said to get rid of him.
He wants to get rid of.
I think it needs to be upgraded. It is a thing of old in the past that needs. And there's several things like that, but they are doing that. So much attention has been placed on Hollywood Studios with the Star Wars and Toy Story Land. So much has been placed on Animal Kingdom. Yep. It's just their turn to finally get around to Epcot.
My park is all set.
You say that Epcot is the best for food, but we ate at Tepanito.
The most choices for food.
No, I heard him say best.
Oh, he's backtracking now.
The best choices. Did he just quit perjuring? Best choices.
You perjured yourself.
No.
I think it is the best for food, especially during the food and wine and during any of the festivals. They probably got some of the best food sample. Don't you agree?
I would, but.
That's circumstantial.
That's terrible use of that.
I think you're pandering the witness.
Pandering.
Y'all are off the rails. Y'all have learned nothing.
We're trying.
I think you're leading the witness.
What were you going to say, Derek?
But Tepanito was just. Tepanito, got some fans out there.
I have to go with you on that.
It was terrible.
Tepanito was a hibachi grill that you could get anywhere around here.
Better around.
I feel like listeners are going to hear this episode and think, why would I want to go in any of these parks?
That's what we're wanting
they
to
sound
do.
Awful.
That's the plan.
That's in our final statements, our closing statements.
Yes. Now, Douglas, we do encourage you to reach out to us when you get ready to plan that trip.
We certainly will.
And
reach out to us on your next defense case that you need.
Absolutely. If you need a consultation.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Next time, we'll meet with the client, and we'll lay everything out for them.
I'm pretty sure you'll settle out of court.
I'll start with the jury.
This reminds me.
These three gentlemen behind me are live blogging this as part of the Walt Disney
awesome.
World.
This reminds
podcast.
Me so much of Tinker versus Des Moines. It's silly. Tinker
versus okay, guys. I'm going to defend the judge. You get Doug. You get the defendant. Okay. Ready?
All right. Go.
Who's the bailiff?
No, wait, you got to whisper because we're in court.
I lost track of what we're doing.
Sidebar.
Well, this is going nowhere fast.
Again.
Derek, do you have time? Let's go on to closing statements.
Closing arguments.
Sure.
We didn't call any witnesses.
We don't have any. We don't have any.
Oh. We don't have subpoena power.
Except for Douglas.
You don't, except Matthew can send a text, apparently, and that has a full force and effect.
I'll text my bailiff.
Here we go again.
My bailiff's hanging out with my bookie.
I think your number will be blocked from now on from Douglas.
Probably so. Final closing statements.
And Derek. No circumstantial evidence either, Derek.
Yeah.
Okay. In closing, in just a few short months, you're going to be able to go to a land far, far away. In Batuu. Is it Batuu? It's the planet Batuu.
Batuu.
Black Spire Outpost.
On the edge of the how many names does that place have?
Well, enough.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge on planet Batuu at the Black Spire Outpost.
I'm sure you're out of order somewhere in there. But
that's right. It's your closing.
I don't mean out of order. I mean the name is out of order.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Self.
Literally. Figuratively. Yeah. I'm with you.
But... And you're going to get some milk. I think blue and green milk there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That sounds appetizing.
Yeah.
And you're only going to get one ride for like the first 3 months.
This sounds very appealing.
It is. Because then you'll want to go back in 3 months to get the second ride. So, Rise of the Resistance better be awesome. That's all I'm saying. And it will be.
Yeah. And don't forget Mickey's Runaway Railway. That's the one that I think people keep forgetting about.
And I think it's on purpose because Disney doesn't mention it a whole lot.
Because it's going to be garbage.
And don't forget, before you leave at night, they have our number one show in Fantasmic.
That's right.
Which is fantastic for your little girls.
Yeah.
They would love to see that show.
I like how you did that.
Once he stays at Wilderness Lodge, he'll be going there twice a year.
Yes.
My budget couldn't afford that.
Well.
He's going to have to raise his rates.
He is.
Yeah, I'm going to get you guys to start paying your bills, maybe.
Craig, closing arguments for Epcot.
I just want to reiterate how well the food is, the choices of food, plus you travel around the world in just a matter of minutes. You've got some great shows in the American Pavilion, one of my favorites. You've got some good rides. I mean, that's not what it's all about at Epcot. It is about the cultural. My push for Epcot is just, as probably Douglas said earlier, it is more towards your adults, but they are adding more things within the next few years that are being geared more towards the kids and trying to up the offerings at Epcot. So my defense is, again, it's just there's something for everybody. The food, everybody can get what they want. And then when the festivals come around, it blows everybody other park away. So that is my closing statement.
He's really harping on the food, and I didn't even mention it. There's a reason for that.
He hasn't mentioned rides or shows.
Derek, you had ample opportunity to talk.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Citizens, countrymen,
hearsay.
Lend me your ear. You have heard these three employees of the district attorney's office tried to guilt you and persuade you using false nostalgia and... I am here to set the record straight once and for all. Animal Kingdom is the best. It takes you to Africa, Asia. It takes you to a different time to be with the dinosaurs. It takes you to a different planet in Pandora. It is the most transformative park. Not only will it transform you, but you will transform it. Derek, that is very much out of order.
Sorry.
And
I fell asleep.
I hold you in contempt. And I haven't been sworn in, so I can lie, as we've already established. So, yes, Animal Kingdom, great food, excellent attractions, animals everywhere. There's something to do all over the place, and it's the best themed. Thank you. I know you'll make the right decision, jury.
I would just say that y'all three have done a great job talking about your respective parks. It's made me want to reconsider the itinerary to maybe include parts of it, even Epcot for my 9-year-old, I think might be good. I still think Magic Kingdom, when you have children, it's the first park you go to. It's the park that creates the lasting images, creates the lasting memory. It gives you that kind of moment in time that you're looking for when you go there. And I believe that what y'all have said are that your three parks are great ancillaries to the main one, which is Magic Kingdom.
Who said something about Larry? Who's Larry?
Lance.
Lance and Larry.
Lance and...
Is that another podcast that we don't know about?
It's...
He put his phone down. I thought I could slip one by him.
Well, yeah, I wasn't prepared for that. Well, listeners, what do you think? Who do you think won? Feel free to chime in. I mean, they're going to think...
We know who won.
They knew we were unintelligent before today, but they're really... that's really going to be highlighted after
they're
this episode.
They're impressed now.
Absolutely. Listeners, we thank you for listening. It's time, though, for a segment. The longest-running segment in Grim Grinning Guys history.
Grinning.
Greatness.
And Douglas, are you familiar with Grim Grinning Greatness?
I'm not. I'm a little fuzzy
right now. He doesn't
listen
to the end of the show.
He makes it about 10 minutes in.
Yeah. So, basically, every episode, we ask a question and we each answer it. It's been anything from what's your favorite ride in Epcot to what's your favorite snack in the Magic Kingdom.
What's your favorite place to watch people?
If you had to have litigation somewhere, where would it be?
Where would you want to have litigation? Right? So, okay.
What question would you like to ask of the Grim Grinning Guys? And yourself, because as the guest, you get to answer it first.
I would ask if you had one afternoon left to go back to the entire complex, how would you spend it?
Afternoon is in like afternoon through the evening or just a few hours in the afternoon?
Afternoon through the evening. You know, you can go anywhere starting at 2 o'clock till it closes.
Okay. What would you do?
I'd probably go home, take a nap.
Nice.
But I would probably, I like the nighttime parade in Magic Kingdom.
Well, we're sad to say it no longer exists.
Does it not?
It does not.
If you go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's bad for morale.
That hurts your Magic Kingdom argument.
Man.
Why not try Fantasmic over at Hollywood Studios?
I'm going to try it.
There we go.
There we go.
Convert. Boys, I think we just had a mistrial.
We did.
We did.
We did. Right there. Bad facts.
Somebody's been paying off the judge.
Yep.
Or the bailiff.
I didn't say.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you.
See, you all know the bailiff plays a bigger role than what you're putting on. We all know he's the one pulling the strings. Craig, how would you spend your afternoon? One afternoon left to go.
One afternoon in my
Any
part.
In that old park, yeah.
Well, that's why it was hard for me to defend Epcot, because I'm a Magic Kingdom guy, and I would go to Magic Kingdom and hit all the rides. I would I'd go to Haunted Mansion. I'd go to Pirates of the Caribbean. I'd hit that whole side. I'd just spend as much time as I could in there and as late as I could. That's just, for me, if I had one day in a park, it'd be Magic Kingdom. I mean, it brings back childhood memories when I was there when I was a kid. So I love Magic Kingdom
and
the most.
And they don't have the nighttime parade, but they do have a new fireworks show, Happily Ever After. It's very well done. It's very amazing.
A lot better than Wishes.
Don't let Derek lies.
I would actually.
Objection.
I'm going to spend from 2 o'clock on, I'm going to spend a little time at the hotel pool. Surprising,
of
I know.
Of course, yeah.
And then I'm going to head over.
I'm a loser.
Thank you. And then I'm going to head over to Hollywood Studios, actually. The state it's in right now, because it does have so few rides, but the way it's set up, you can experience just about all those rides in an afternoon and evening and even catch a couple of shows. And I think Toy Story Land's awesome at night. It's It might be my favorite part of the complex at night right now. So I'm a big fan of the Toy Story Land. So that's what I'm going to do. A little pool time, a little Hollywood Studios. Derek, how about you? What say you?
Actually, I'm going to surprise myself here, and I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom.
How about that?
And do a sunset safari. I enjoy the sunset safari. Uh-huh. Animals are very active that time of day, and I'm going to probably have an evening meal at Yak and Yeti, one of Craig's favorites.
Uh-huh.
And that, as much as y'all don't like it, I enjoy the nighttime show there. Whatever it's called.
Rivers of Light.
Right? That's it, exactly. See, I like
you
it
really
so much.
You really enjoy it.
Rivers of Light.
You're on fire.
And I'm going to ride Expedition Everest. I have to ride that one.
Uh-huh.
If you ever get to Douglas, ride it 10 times in a row.
Expedition Everest. I'm writing these things down.
It's a fantastic roller coaster. Your wife will not join you on that.
Way better at night. Yeah.
And it is very good at night. You can see all four parks, all the other three parks, rather.
If you sit in the front.
From the top.
Yeah.
And it is a very good ride. So that's what I would do in the evening. Just have
I like it. Douglas, we thank you so much for joining us today.
I enjoyed it very much. I give y'all three individual bills or just one and let y'all contribute?
They all
equally?
Go to Matthew.
Okay,
just send it to Matthew. Grim Grinning Guys. We'll,
yeah, we have a P.O. Box 1.
P.O. Box 1. Yes, Grim Grinning Guys at P.O. Box 1.
Centerville, Tennessee.
I'm sure somebody you know will get that.
We appreciate you coming on. Hope you'll come back and join us again in the future.
Absolutely.
The next time we make the case. As you leave.
We have set law and order back so far.
Hey, I bet we could get our own series out of this.
In the criminal justice system.
Who's that guy that...
There are two groups of people.
That's right.
Those who arrest the podcasters and the podcasters who seek to defend themselves. Listeners, as you leave, be sure to...
Do not recommend us to Dick Wolf. Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back. The names are hidden to protect the innocent.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.